This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, good morning. Happy Saturday. This is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
It's Saturday.
It is Saturday. Yes, that's why it's called the Saturday Morning Test Drive. We've also got Larry with us.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. And I am Sybil. Hello, hello. You, our favorite part of the show, are the Tolos. You're invited to participate at 877-881-1053 or autoflex.com. You can also call AutoFlex when they open at 10 o'clock, and the numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're listening on radio.com out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can find our great Save Money Monday specials right there at autoflex.com/1053.
Yes, and follow along with all the stories we talk about on the Facebook page.
Exactly. In fact, there's a lot of videos and a lot of pictures that go along with the stories that we do every week. If you want to follow along at autoflex.com, it's autoflex.com Facebook, and you can follow right along and see all of the cool pictures and some of the videos that we've got posted there.
So J.D. Power puts out their annual lists, and this week's list is the most dependable new cars.
Yeah, and it's measured over the first 36 months of driving a car. And there's a big difference when you see these surveys, because some of these surveys are based on initial quality, which is the first 90 days. Well, like anything else, the first 90 days looks pretty good.
Yeah, honeymoon period.
But if you've got 36 months, you've got some time now to have some failures with the cars. And so they look at the first 36 months of driving experience, which means these vehicles are all 2017 that are being rated. And they got the results from 36,555 original drivers of these cars. And then these people reported back how many problems they've had. So top of the list, number one, Genesis. Number two, Lexus. And number three, Buick. And that's a big improvement for Buick over last year. So if you looked at the rankings from there down, they're sort of what you would expect. By the way, the Lexus ES300 had less problems than any other car ever rated in this survey since the survey began.
In the history of J.D. Power.
Yep.
How is it not number one then?
Well, because Genesis overall had less problems in the first 3 years of operation. But Lexus scored with the highest score with the fewest problems in any 1 year. So if you looked at from the top down, you've got, of course, Genesis, and then Lexus, and then Buick, and then, as you would expect, Porsche, and then Toyota. They rounded out the top five. By the way, at the bottom of the list were the GMC, the Volvo, the Jaguar, the Chrysler, and the Land Rover. Now, and let me say this just to put this in perspective. The Volvo and the Jaguar Land Rover, both of them, or all of them, released a lot of new car connectivity in 2017. And that's when you see the biggest problems, generally, is when you have
brand new
electronics.
Technology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and there's a learning curve. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we think it's a problem with the
car
object. Might be our brains.
It's user error.
It could be,
a lot of times. So I have to say, the more sophisticated the car, the more likely. And Land Rovers have buttons. Their buttons have buttons.
You know, that's
their technology has technology.
If right. You want to know why Porsche always scores really high, and behind it, I'm going to mention Honda. They don't have a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's keep a it very simple. Spartan interior. Mercedes used to be like that. Very Spartan interior with a few buttons and very little to go wrong. And since we've had the other thing is the majority cars are so much better now than they used to be. They just are. So the majority of the complaints on new cars now has to do with the center stack, has to do with connectivity and that kind of thing.
Has Bluetooth. Nothing to do with it leaving you stranded.
Right.
Mm-hmm. At the Walmart.
And we'll talk about several things that could leave you stranded at the Walmart later in the program.
Yes, indeed.
By the way.
Oh, and Porsche's the only one that you put the key in on the left side.
You put it on the left side?
On the dad, not into the steering column, you know, but you know, it's up on the dash.
Weird. It's
very German.
That is.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the most improved cars were the Cadillac, the Mazda, the Lincoln, the Ford, the Buick, and the Volkswagen. If you want to see the entire study from J.D. Power, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the link there.
But the most improved were Cadillac, Mazda, Lincoln, Ford, Buick, and Volkswagen. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
You guys know what I heard is that the most improved were Cadillac, Mazda, Lincoln, Ford, Buick, and VW.
In that order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there is now an app that will help you take all of your personal information off your vehicle when you trade it in. Maybe more importantly, this app will also help you remove all your personal information from the rental car that you hooked your phone up to.
Yes.
Because you hook your phone up to a rental car and you have suddenly shared all of the information, all of the contacts, all of your emails, all of everything with the world.
Oops, you left your diary in the rental car.
Pretty well. This app is called Privacy for Cars, and it's the cleanest, neatest way I've seen to remove all of your personally identifiable information, they call it PII in the business, from a vehicle before you trade it in. By the way, asking all the Tolos out there, have any of you ever removed your information from a car that you were trading in or a rental car after you hooked your phone up to it?
I just assumed that once I disconnected Bluetooth, it was no longer
no.
synced up.
It keeps it. Stores it all.
I remember when my biggest issue was just clearing out the garage door codes in the HomeLink system, right? Was push the two buttons until you had a fast flash, and that was my big thing. Or when navigation, you know, I always told people, don't put your exact home address in there anyway. Should somebody steal your car, they push home, they're right into your garage.
Right.
So those were my things. Now, oh my gosh. It's everything.
There is an auction, by the way, America's Auto Auction, that uses the app on every car that runs through auction so that they are not promulgating, sending out your information to whoever gets the car and whoever wants to plug into the system in the car and draw all your information out. It is crazy, by the way.
I've got to Google promulgating.
It'll have your, home address. It'll have your telephone number. It'll have your it'll have everything. This app, it's called Privacy for Cars app. It is VIN specific. So the way you use it is you scan your VIN into your phone, and then the app walks you through how to remove all of your PII from any particular vehicle.
Now, does the app keep your information?
I know, right?
Yeah. No. It's just an instruction of push this button, hold this down, push this button, hold this down, turn the key on, do this, do that. It tells you how to clear your information from a vehicle.
The app is basically every YouTube video that's ever been put out there to tell you how to do whatever with your car. I mean,
they took
all that information out. Promulgate is a real word, Sib. I looked it up too, and apparently I knew how to spell it, even though I didn't know what it meant.
What does it mean?
To promote or make widely known an idea or cause. So, you know.
Like what we do every Saturday right here on the show.
Exactly. Yes. We're making it widely known that there's an app for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the catch, or here's the absolute. This is here's the cost. The first two wipes are free.
Okay.
So maybe your car and your spouse's car, you clear all of the information from them, and it doesn't cost you anything. Apps just on your phone. The third use, $1.99. The fourth use, $1.99. So, and if you're the type of person that like rents cars all the time, you can get a 50 vehicle deal for $69.99.
Well, that's probably what the auction does, right?
Clear all of the, I'm sure they've got a side deal. You can clear all the information from the rental car that your phone. Everybody hooks their phone up to their rental car.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. It keeps all your information. That's a little crazy.
That's so creepy. I mean, I do that even when I just borrow a car from a friend for the weekend.
They've got all your contacts. They know your home. Anyway, the app name is Privacy for Cars, and you can see the information on Autoflex's Facebook page, or you can go to privacyforcars.com.
One of our Autoflex leasing fan texters says, People don't even remove their trash out of a car, let alone personal info.
That's a good point. Hey, here it is. Autoflex Leasing Fantex. Bentley, you put the key on the left side, too.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah, clearly I've never driven a Bentley nor a Porsche.
Clearly we have some really fancy Tolos.
Fancy.
All right. A little note from Hyundai this morning. They've recalled 430,000 vehicles in the United States over a possible short circuit problem that can end up in a fire.
No disassemble.
So there is evidently a possibility of an electronic short circuit in the ABS unit that could cause an electrical fire even when the car is turned off.
Oh.
Yeah. So if the car's in your garage and it catches fire, guess what? It's ugly. Yeah.
So moisture can get into the anti-lock braking module. That can result in a little short and possible engine compartment fire. That's how this oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So anyway, they'll start notifying the owners on April the 3rd. They have 3 reports of fires and no injuries at this time.
I love that we always have the news before they even report the recall. That's why you should listen to the Saturday Morning Test Drive.
Right?
Yeah.
So you better get on safercar.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly,
well, Hyundai person.
And yeah, if you've got a 2006 through 2011 Hyundai Elantra or a 2007 through 2007, pardon me, through 2007 through 2011 Hyundai Elantra Touring, your car may be affected by this. Anything else, and you're fine. 2006 through 11 Hyundai Elantra and 2007 through 11 Hyundai Elantra Touring. Those are the affected vehicles.
I'm beginning to think that part of your like monthly maintenance for the car, you know how you should be checking your air pressure in your tires and just make sure your belts and hoses are all good.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to me like once a month you ought to be going safercar.gov no matter what you're driving.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
It's just like sort of like the Chevrolet recall that we talked about last week. They had a recall on Chevrolet trucks, which involved several vehicles, that the trucks may lose power braking. If that happens and you're driving it, it's disastrous. It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
I had a truck with no power brakes or power steering. It was really difficult to drive. I mean, it didn't come with power brakes and power steering.
Right.
It saved money somehow.
Trust me, if it had power brakes and they went out, it's even more difficult.
Oh, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what this Fantex is about? Hey there, I know there's a recall on my 2017 Chevy Silverado. What exactly is it about?
I'd have to look that up because that was on the 19 and 20 Silverados on the braking recall.
There could be more than one.
Okay, so recall. Sticking with the theme of our radio show, the Fast and Furious is going to come out with an all-female cast.
I saw that.
And they interviewed Vin Diesel, and he actually, by the way, writes. He began as a screenwriter. Here's the story. Vin Diesel and his twin brother broke into the theater to vandalize it when they were 7 years old. And they
Seven. Oh my gosh, little hoodlums.
Yes. And they got caught by the theater manager. And instead of calling the police, she put them in the play.
Wow.
And Vin Diesel has been an actor ever since. He's an educated, he's very well educated. He is a fine stage actor. He is a fine theater actor. And he's a screenwriter. He's written a lot of stuff.
But he used to be a thug.
When he was 7 years old, he certainly was.
A little seven-year-old thug.
Anyway, he says he's created a female spinoff to The Fast and Furious, along with Nicole Perlman, Lindsay Beer, and Geneva Robertson-Dwart. And they are all famous for all kinds of things that they've done, writing and Captain Marvel, Tomb Raider, all kinds of stuff. So they're putting together a script right now to do a Fast and Furious all-female cast. And you know that, what's her name, Michelle?
Rodriguez?
Yeah, you know she's going to be in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's got to be in it.
And Juliana Brewster.
Yes.
Is it going to be how fast we can drive from one mall to the next mall? No, somebody will be like, it's for a pub crawl.
We
can get to the next party.
And they're hoping to bring back Charlize Theron because she's in
F9. Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I saw this interview because all the girls, of course, were asked about it. And they were like, I think it would be awesome.
And she plays a good baddie.
Yeah.
She does.
She's a good baddie.
She plays a good everything, really.
Yeah, she does.
So anyway, Vin Diesel's doing the screenplay, and it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Yes, indeed.
I wonder what it'll be called.
F10, I believe, because it's F9 is out right now, or that's the one coming out. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is, in fact, the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, Sybil, and you, the Tolos. 877-881-1053. That's how you can reach us via AutoFlex Leasing fan text. Or at 10 o'clock, you can call AutoFlex. The numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, if you're listening from out of the area. As always, AutoFlex.com, where you can see our great Save Money Monday deals right there at AutoFlex.com. And let me cover a couple of these, because it's sort of crazy. If you're in the market for a vehicle, how about a 2019 RAV4, an XLE, for only $359 a month? Let me give you the bottom line on this after I finish with it. A 2019 Acadia SLT, $419 a month. You want to save some money and get a great car? How about a 19 Honda CR-V, an EX with a sunroof and a shade, for only $399 a month? Now, the cool thing about this is there's no down payment due, no taxes up front, no little bitty print that you have to keep on your television. You have to freeze your TV to be able to see it. It's just, you come in, you pick up the car, and 45 days later, you make a really low payment. No money out of pocket, $399 a month for a Honda CR-V EX with a roof. That's crazy, and it's really, really inexpensive. It's a great way to save money on your next car. Speaking of, Eric Seacon got a Ram pickup from Jack Johnson at AutoFlex this last week. Eric is a Tolo, and we appreciate him calling. Also, Vince Green got a Chevrolet Cruze from Brady Neeson, again at AutoFlex Leasing. Vince is a Tolo, and so we appreciate all those Tolos calling us for their cars.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. So, the Chicago Auto Show just happened.
You know, it's sort of the premier auto show for the United States. It's the first one of the year, and it's going to show 2021 cars and 2020 cars. They're going to be out there. And so we're going to talk really quickly about some of the 2021s that have changed or have made differences that will make a difference to whether you will buy it or not. They're great cars, or lease it or not. 2021 Pacifica, it'll be the first Chrysler minivan with all-wheel drive since 2004. Hey, I drive an all-wheel drive vehicle. They drive better. They just do, especially in the rain. Or if you live anywhere it snows, it's almost a must. They've got a new taillight in the new Pacifica. It's all LEDs. It covers the entire back of the van, so you can hardly miss one.
Yeah.
It's also got the new Unconnect program, which is better than the old Unconnect program because it's five times faster and it connects to more devices.
The thing is, if somebody runs into the back end of you, that's going to be an expensive light feature to replace.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully with all those lights back there, they can see you so far that they don't run into you.
Only if they're looking at the road. And they're connected.
Okay, so Honda has come out with a new Civic Type R. It's got a rear hatch, all the R's do, but it's got all kinds of new touches. They've tweaked the suspension. They've upgraded the brakes. And maybe the biggest thing, they have standard now the Honda Sensing Safety and Driver Assistance Technology, which is the cruise control that adjusts automatically to the car in front of you, the lane departure, lane keeping departure system within it. So it's really pretty cool. Somebody asked, one of our texters asked about a great passenger vehicle for a family of five. Looking to buy an SUV for a family of five, what do you all recommend? I don't want to spend over $70,000. First of all, don't spend over $70,000 because if you lease the vehicle, it will cost you a lot less than if you buy it. And here's why. The Toyota Highlander has tremendous resale value. So it works extremely efficiently in a lease. And I like the vehicle because it's set up on a car floor rather than an SUV floor. So it gives you more room on the inside for storage of equipment, for your feet, if you're sitting in the front seat especially, room in the back seat.
Yes, you have plenty of leg room. Like the Toyota's on a truck frame.
Yes, the 4Runner's on a truck frame.
That's what I say, Toyota?
You said
the
Toyota
4Runner. And definitely it gets in the way of your leg room to stretch out if you've got some legs. Mm-hmm. And the Highlander has a low enough ground clearance that it's easy for everybody to get in, no matter what age you are, how decrepit you might be getting, or how young you might be to climb in. I also love a Tahoe for, you know, some extra space, and if you need to carry some extra gear. But it really depends on you as a family, what's comfortable getting in and out.
Right.
But I'm a big fan of that Highlander.
Well, I am too.
Without driving a minivan.
Yeah.
It's got all the minivan comfort.
By the way, for 2021, they're coming out with an XSE trim in that vehicle. And it's going to ride on 20-inch wheels and will feature high-performance springs and suspension. So it's a sort of a cool vehicle all the way around. And if I were getting a 5-passenger vehicle, I would look more seriously at that. As Tammy said, the Tahoe is still a great vehicle. It's a bigger vehicle.
Yeah.
And
you're going to get a lot closer to your $70,000 when you load it up versus the Toyota Highlander.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
for sure,
fuel economy is better in the Highlander. And you could probably get an all-wheel drive Highlander, which gives you just better handling. I should work for Toyota. But,
yeah,
you know, I'll tell you what, I get a vehicle, and then I really, really like it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it performs and it doesn't let me down, and that's a good one.
Right. Keeper.
Compared to the others in that same class.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. Funny Porsche story. About 10 to 12 years ago, I was a valet in downtown Dallas at the Grape. It was at nighttime, and it was raining hard. I had to fetch an 80s Porsche 911 for a customer. Got in the car okay, but due to the ragtop, no interior lighting. Couldn't find the keyhole on the left side of the steering wheel.
Everything in the car is black, I'm sure.
Also, couldn't tell the orientation of the gearbox as it was a manual. That's an anti-theft device right there.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't try mistakes.
Wasn't sure if reverse was to the far left or far right. Took a chance it was to the far left.
Far That's left and awesome. Down versus far right and up. That is one of those things. If you're in the car business, you've driven just about everything.
Right.
For a trade-in. And it was always the most fun to get a stick and try to, okay, where is everything? And no, you couldn't see the way the gearbox is set up.
Mm-hmm.
And the
label's always worn off.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
The wonderful thing is I love to light around a keyhole
mm-hmm.
when you get in a car. That should have been from the very beginning, but way back in the day, they didn't do that.
That's right.
Oh,
now
question?
You don't even have to have a key.
Yep.
Push a button.
A question from our Autoflex fan texter. With the Chevrolet pickup truck, the Silverado, there have been several recalls on that truck, and I don't know which one would be effective for you. I would go to safercar.gov and input my VIN mm-hmm. number, mm-hmm. and that way you can tell which ones are effective for you and which ones would affect you.
Yeah, you might have more than one. Here's another brilliant Tolo. There is a setting for not sharing contacts on an iPhone. They said Google it.
When you get into the rental car?
Yes.
Yeah, like in your own iPhone, you can, in the settings, mm-hmm. you can set that up. Now, I don't know if you've got Samsung or any of the others, but this listener knows about iPhones. Thank
well,
you.
But if you tell it not to share your contacts and then you want to be on the phone and dial a contact on your phone, does it still work?
I doubt it.
I wondered
you
about that.
You can't have everything, Dave. Good morning, Samuel. He's moving furniture again this weekend. He's listening in his Ram.
Yay.
Thank you, Samuel.
Appreciate you.
Okay, to finish up on the Chicago Auto Show, Jaguar has a new F-Type out this year. Total upgrade of the vehicle. The interesting thing to me was the price on it is going to remain the same as it did last year, $62,625 for the coupe and $65,725 for the convertible. Also a great lease car, I got to mention that.
Those are starting prices.
Yes.
They will be adding other goop.
It's a really cool looking car, though. It's maybe it the best looking car they've built.
It's a sexy
car. Yeah, since the E-Type.
It's still my dream car.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days, y'all.
The F-Type. I knew before you just liked a lot of Jags, but this one,
mm-hmm.
I have to say, that, yeah, that's a meow car.
It is.
Okay, so I want to mention this too. The Hyundai Sonata Hybrid, easy for me to say, now will get 52 miles per gallon combined. It'll give you about 680 mile range. That's all fine and good. But let's talk a little bit about hybrid technology because, and this is just me, I'm wondering how long you will see hybrid technology. They passed a law in the European Union that there will be no gasoline or diesel cars after 2035. It costs more to build a hybrid than it does to build an internal combustion engine machine. It costs, and here's why. You have two different power plants in the same vehicle. So you've got an electric engine and you've got a gasoline engine, and the vehicle has to carry both of them around the whole time. And it has to have batteries as well as an internal combustion engine. So you start thinking about the efficiency of building cars and what manufacturers try to do, and that is build cars so efficiently they make money. And I wonder how long we're going to see hybrids. And it's all, and here's the other thing. Gas is less than $2 a gallon right now. Mm-hmm. There goes the show for a repeat. You can't do that,
that
again.
Just
dated it. But gas is less than $2 a gallon. So how much money do you save when you consider how much more it costs to buy a hybrid than it does to cost to buy an internal combustion engine?
But we've talked about this since Prius first came out. And they're still around, and a lot of people still like to drive them.
Well, and there's a certain percentage of the population that are going to drive them no matter what.
Right, and we can't guarantee that gas will always stay cheap.
No, you can't, but
that is one thing that changes on the regular.
The way it looks is it's going to stay cheap for the foreseeable future, and there's new technology coming along, and everyone is moving toward building an electric car, either powered by a hydrogen fuel cell or charged up by your charging at home. But everything's moving away from ICE engines, and a hybrid is still an ICE engine vehicle. It's still internal combustion. Again, you got two power plants you got to drag around the whole time, plus the batteries.
Right.
So even though it gives you efficiency, it does give you efficiency, with gas at less than $2 a gallon, how much money does that save versus how much more does one cost? It's just a thought, guys, but it's a good thought. I think with the laws changing and with everyone moving in the direction they're moving, it's going to make hybrid cars a lot less attractive.
Well, I just want to know, with the green movement, which cars really are greener once you've manufactured the battery? And I don't mean, we don't make the battery here in this country, therefore it doesn't count against our credits or whatever. You know what I'm talking? I just want to know, really, which one's greener.
Yeah.
Because I believe it's they push whoever's getting more green in their pockets.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
See what you did there.
Yes. by the way.
Yes, but do you Tolos see what I did there?
By the way, if you're the owner of a 2019 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, this is the hybrid model only, there have been numerous complaints that you cannot fill up your gas tank. It will take somewhere between 9 and 11 gallons, but it will not take the 14.5 gallon fuel tank limit. And they say it's because of the shape of the gas tank that they put into the hybrid. So Toyota announced yesterday that if you own a 2019 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid, or you're leasing it, that they would replace the fuel tank. But they wouldn't say for sure if it would actually work or not.
They said it might mitigate. Well, what they did? It's shaped like a saddlebag.
Mm-hmm.
So however they had to fit this thing in the engine compartment because of the extra
hybrid technology,
they shaped it like a saddlebag. Well, duh. I mean, it's going to, if it doesn't register, how's it not going to?
Yeah.
It's one side's going to say full.
I want to mention that somebody with an engineering degree got paid a lot of money to design that tank and to fit it in the car that doesn't work. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Refund.
Especially, I mean, that's a lot if it's supposed to take, you know, if it's missing two full gallons.
To me, that's just like taking a hammer. Yeah. Let's just hammer it in there by make that fit.
Right.
It's kind of like Spanx.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Test.
We'll just make it fit.
What option do I have with a credit score between 620 and 640 as far as leasing? I am currently still building and repairing my credit. I need a vehicle and honestly don't want to buy one. Okay, give us a call and I'll tell you why. The ranking that you see on your credit is not your auto-enhanced credit ranking. And all of the lenders go by an auto-enhanced bureau, which gives them a picture of whether or not you will pay for the car that you lease. Okay? So call the office, give them what your score is right now, tell them what you're trying to achieve, and let them go to work and try to find the best lender for you that will lease you a car with your auto-enhanced credit score.
That's the beauty of AutoFlex, is there are so many lenders to choose from. It's not just one bank or one company.
Well, and a lot of times I found myself helping people with their conundrum,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they would call with one idea in mind. And if you're not in the business, if you haven't been down every road and seen every different way things could go bad, then it's good to talk to somebody who has, because I could take a customer. They had one, let's think about this, because in the long run, XYZ can happen. Oh yeah, you're right. I never thought about that.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of people there who look out for you. You know, I treated everybody like they were my little brother or sister.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's without family. Expecting a birthday card.
Okay, so most people are aware of what Netflix and chill means.
Yes.
Okay, so here are some great Valentine car movies that you can Netflix and chill with this weekend.
All right. I'm down.
The big one, in my mind, Drive. Ryan Gosling, Hollywood stuntman.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great movie. He plays a Hollywood stuntman that has a side gig that would get you in a bit of trouble. But anyway, a lot of high-speed chases, a lot of great driving. Drive, it's on Netflix. Uppity, the Willie T. Ribbs story. Again, it's on Netflix. It is the story of racing and the first African-American driver ever to compete in the Indy 500. It's a great movie and a great story. Roma on Netflix. It doesn't revolve around cars, but it's got great cars in it.
Isn't it black and white, that movie?
I believe it is, yes. Yeah. It's a story that takes place in 1971. So it's got a lot of 60s cars and early 70s cars. Really cool. Okay. Everybody's favorite, Smokey and the Bandit. You can see it this weekend on Stars. It was done in 1977. It's got Burt Reynolds and maybe the coolest Firebird ever on the street, ever, ever, ever. Smokey and the Bandit. Gran Torino. Mm. Clint Eastwood at his best. American Graffiti. A lot of people haven't seen this movie. American Graffiti was maybe the quintessential car movie of the 70s, and it had Harrison Ford in it, and he was a mere child. It was his first movie, so it's a great movie.
A lot of stars were in that
movie. Oh, yeah, yeah. Baby Driver, in case you haven't seen Baby Driver.
Love that movie.
It is a great movie, and you can see it on Showtime this weekend. Cannonball Run 2, made in 84, Dean Martin, Jackie Chan, Frank Sinatra, Burt Reynolds. It's real because they do the can. We talked about it 2 weeks ago. There's a new record set on the Cannonball Run, Cannonball Run 2. And finally, my favorite movie of the last 10 years, Ford versus Ferrari. You can see it on Amazon Prime. And it is the true story of the rivalry between Ford and Ferrari and how Ford and Carroll Shelby came back and beat Ferrari at the Le Mans. So great, great movie. All of those movies you can Netflix and chill with this weekend.
Lots of binge watching to do this weekend, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. Welcome back. It is indeed the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing. David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Larry, me, Sybil, you, the Tolos, our favorite part of the show. You can reach us at 877-881-1053, or you can call AutoFlex when they open at 10 a.m. The numbers are?
Any local area code, and then 234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area if you're listening on radio.com. As always, autoflex.com/1053, and here's what you can find if you go to autoflex.com/1053. How about a 2018 Dodge Charger SXT Plus? For only $309 a month. That's no money out of pocket. That's no down payment. Only $309 a month. 2018 Dodge Charger SXT Plus. No down payment. That's crazy. No payment for 45 days. If you want to save even more money, how about a 2020 Kia Sportage LX? $289 a month. That's under $300 a month.
I know.
To drive a 2020 Kia Sportage LX. And finally, maybe you want a little more room in your SUV, a 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe. This is the SE model, only $319 a month, all at Autoflex's, autoflex.com/1053. I want to thank Jessica Nielsen. This last week, she came in and got a Toyota 4Runner from Harry Theophilides, and Derek Gifford got a Dodge Caravan from Jack Johnson at Autoflex Leasing. So, Derek and Jessica, I appreciate you guys listening to the radio station, and I appreciate you guys calling Autoflex for your car.
Me too. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everybody who listens. So, we've got a lot of Autoflex Leasing fan texts flying in right now. People are needing some advice with what to get.
Okay, so, to the Autoflex Leasing fan texter who is taking the trip and wanting to go, they're going to the East Coast from Dallas, and they want to know whether they should get a Grand Caravan or an XL-type SUV. How much luggage do you have? If you have a little luggage and a lot of people, then you want the Caravan.
Minivan, for sure.
If you want a lot of luggage, then if you have a lot of luggage, then you want the XL-type SUV, because it's going to give you more storage room in the back for your luggage and the same amount of room almost for your passengers.
But if the van has a luggage rack on top, you can get one of those containers for your stuff too.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like fun.
Autoflex Leasing Fantech, so I need some help. My wife is leasing an Infiniti Q60 convertible. The lease will be up this time next year. She's very picky when it comes to cars. She wants maybe the Mercedes two-seater. What else is out there? Okay, the very Lexus. First thing I'm going to say is she needs to drive them.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to find out how she fits. It's according to how old she is, because if she's older, she's not going to like the Mercedes two-seater because it's very low to the ground, harder to get in and out of.
No, that now if she's petite.
Oh, she could be a little bitty.
You know, tall people don't like to sit on the ground.
Yeah.
Past age of 40. But drive them. The Lexus has a beautiful convertible as well. The Audi. There are a lot of cars. And I think you better call Autoflex Leaso. Yeah.
If nothing else, they can line the cars up side by side for you.
Sure.
She can drive several cars, and then she can make a good decision.
And if there's specific features that you're looking for, they can handle that through the database. Well, this car comes with this package, and they can get the right package over.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got a personal problem, and I found a story online this last week that deals with it, and here's what it is. I got a rat in my garage, and I can't catch him. He is smarter. Okay. I have a live rat trap, a big one, that has a spring-loaded door and a touchpad, and I put cardboard to set it off.
So, yeah, so
oh,
it doesn't
I thought you meant
him.
Like it was high-tech.
No. I put cardboard in the bottom of it so he couldn't smell the cage and he couldn't feel the wire in his little feet. I've tried banana with banana peel. I've tried peanut butter. I've tried crackers. I've tried everything, and this rat is still in the garage.
Is he eating your treats?
Well, he got into the trash that if you set a trash bag out in the garage, he will get into it.
Okay.
So I'm doing my very best to catch this rat, and I found this story, and it's headed up, rats will destroy your car.
Oh, no. And he's in your garage?
And he's in my garage. There's a couple of cars and a nice motorcycle in there.
Oh, no.
So let me explain to you. Cars didn't used to have a lot of wiring. Mm-hmm. In the 60s, it was all metal. In the 70s, it was vacuum containers and stuff. Now, cars have wiring, and a lot of it is made with soy-based plastic. Guess who loves to chew on soy-based plastic?
Rats.
Rats, squirrels, all kinds of little rodents. They love it. And there's tons of wires now in a car. So you can go out to start your car, and all of a sudden, you got no power. Mm. Guess what? You got a rat under your hood.
I've heard and seen these things, you know, being in the car business. It hadn't happened to me yet, but now I'm
worried about it. I mean, yeah, mm-hmm. It could happen to anybody.
Well, this fellow has like a book.
Yes.
And advice.
So David Alban of New York, who titles himself or calls himself Rat King Dave, has now written a book on how to get rid of a rat if you have a rat at your house. And let me just tell you why he knows. because his car got eaten by a rat, basically.
His whole car.
Well, they got the wiring and stuff, which means it won't start. So anyway, he calls himself the Rat King. He's also got a website called howtopreventratsfromeatingcarwires.com. And then he's got the ebook, Let's Get Them Rats. By God. Anyway, I'm getting the ebook. I'm just telling you. So a couple of things that he's found out. If you leave your hood open, it's a lot less inviting for a rat because it cools down rather quickly. And one of the reasons rats get in your engine compartment is because it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
You put the car in the garage, engine's still warm, hood's down, holds heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So raise your hood up. If you put a peanut butter baited snap trap at the base and sometimes at the top of your tires, sometimes you can get them that way. I haven't tried that.
Oh, that's how they get in the car. They have to climb up the tires.
Ew, no, that would freak me out.
He spritzes the engine compartment with peppermint spray. Evidently, rats don't like peppermint spray. And he puts a spotlight under his car because rats hate light. So they won't go under there if it's all lit up.
Bright light, bright light.
Finally, he went out and bought one of those owls like you can get it. Like there's several places that sell them here in town.
Yeah.
It's a fake
keep
owl.
Keep pigeons away.
Exactly, yeah. Except it's supposed to keep rats away.
Does that work?
Well,
I don't know.
Owls eat rats.
Yes.
Huh.
They haven't eaten the one in my garage,
so
though.
So he sounds like he has a multi-pronged approach to getting rid of the rats.
Yeah. Maybe you just get a pet owl, David.
Oh, no.
There you go. How about a cat?
Well, a cat would work if he was a working cat. But a lot of cats just lay around, right?
Well, don't feed the cat. He'll get to work.
Okay, so Autoflex Leasing Fantex, it has lit up the rats. Peanut butter with small piece of dog food in it. Bye-bye, rat.
Wow. It seems like Autoflex, the rat would come back for the... Oh, in the trap.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, get the red rat bait. It'll be gone in 3 days. The bait or the rat? Anyway,
we're trying not to kill the rat.
I'll put a snake in your garage. Well, now that's another problem.
Yeah,
there you go.
Then you Autoflex, have a snake in your car.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I have a spare car, which is a Kia Soul, and the rats ate on the wiring harness. Now I have traction control, ABS, and brake lights on. Although everything works, the lights are on.
That's awesome.
You think it works.
Okay, so
someone is offering you their cat. You can borrow their cat.
I can borrow their cat.
And he said he'll
can
get
I
the
rent
rat.
A cat?
Yeah.
Is he a ratter?
I hear a Dr. Seuss book coming. The rat and the cat.
Okay, so have you ever wondered what Bluetooth is? Because I have. I use it all the time. I use it. My car Bluetooths to my phone. My phone Bluetooths to my wireless at home.
Yep.
All kinds of stuff. Well, Bluetooth is actually a nonprofit special interest group, or SIG. It was founded in 1998 in Seattle, and it was a combination of IBM, Ericsson, and companies in Europe. They got together and they created an open source technology so everyone could use it. And now they have 35,000 companies that use Bluetooth on their products or in their systems.
I hope they patented it.
Now, here's the funny part. Bluetooth actually came from Nordic roots. It came from the 10th century Danish king whose name was Harald, and it was almost Bluetooth, Gromsen. Gromsen unified all of the Danish tribes together under one kingdom. And the reason he was famous is he had a tooth that turned sort of blue or black in his mouth. So he got the name Bluetooth. That's where the word came from. So the technology is a shortwave radio technology between 2.4 and 2.4383 gigahertz. And that's the range that they find optimal to transfer information over short distances at the most efficient rate. So you can change the wavelength and you can get more information, you can travel over more distance, but you get less information, or you can get more information over a shorter distance. What they've come up with on Bluetooth is just this one technology. his tooth turned blue. That's why he was known that.
So someone reading the book called The Long Ships, which detailed that Nordic history.
Yes.
Came up with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
I never wondered. Did you ever wonder before why it was called Bluetooth?
I didn't, but I like learning things.
Bluetooth. Well, I do too.
I remember reading about Bluetooth when it first came out in like Maxim magazine, when that was a thing. And it was because people on public transportation would like reach out to girls and send dirty messages and stuff on their Bluetooth. Yeah. And that's how I learned about Bluetooth.
Finally, of course you did.
If you're in Mumbai and you notice that people are honking a lot less, there's a reason for it. Mumbai has installed red lights that stay red if you honk. Evidently, the people that drive in Mumbai aren't very patient, and they honk a lot. And so the country got together and said, how do we stop all this honking? Well, now they have red lights that stay red as long as you honk. When it gets quiet, they turn green. It's working. I thought that was really interesting.
Everything seems to be going back to how we managed children.
Right. Basically, that's what we need to do, though.
Autoflex Leasing Fantext, I would like to thank all the Fantexters with all of the great suggestions on de-ratting my garage.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. There's a bunch of them.
You'll have to update us next week on your rat progress, Dave.
I will.
Okay, the red commercial grade is what they use in the high-rise buildings in downtown.
Put four plates of regular salt on the floor, the rats will leave. Never thought about that.
That's
Maybe
weird.
They eat the salt
Why?
And decide... It's nasty? I don't know.
Yeah.
And why four plates? And do they need to be strategically placed in each corner of the garage?
Or by each tire?
Ranch Pup's dad here.
I need more information about this four plates of regular salt.
Ranch Pup's dad here. We own a feed mill, and we take peppermint oil and soak cotton balls where we have rat problems. They disappear.
Hey,
peppermint oil.
That's what Rat King Dave said.
Old school ranchers because they know about rats.
That's true. All right. If we didn't have a chance to get to your Autoflex Leasing fan text, you can give them a call because they're opening in less than 5 minutes. Any local area code 234-1234 or autoflex.com. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Fan Jam is coming up next. Thank you to Larry for being awesome as always. For David Blassingame and Tammy Pickard, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.